of the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. One of the grave misunderstandings in the minds of the Muslims, in their majority, as well as a consequence of it, in the minds of the non-Muslims about the Islamic teachings is that Muslims are not allowed to make non-Muslims their friends. When a Muslim comes to learn about this understanding, his attitude about the non-Muslims is not of openness, not of friendship. And whatever dealings are done, they're either done in a formal manner without any openness and warmth, or else there is a feeling of uneasiness, of discomfort. And this is something which normally is quite visible in the attitude of many practicing Muslims of the present times. How did the Muslims come to this understanding that their God wants the Muslims not to make the non-Muslims their friends? Quite clearly, the Quran also wants that the Muslims should invite the non-Muslims towards Islam. They should let them know about what Islam is. They should make the path of their entry to Islam easy and comfortable. How could then it be possible that they achieve this task without ever enabling the non-Muslims to come close to them and to be their friends? Apparently, the reason why this understanding has become popular is that there are few verses of the Quran which have been understood in a manner that this conclusion has been drawn. For example, there is a verse in Surah Ali Imran, the third surah of the Quran, which is normally translated in this way, that believers, do not make the non-believers your friends. They are friends of each other. Whoever is going to make them friends is going to be considered as one of them. There is another verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the fifth surah, which reads like this. Don't make, O believers, the Jews and the Christians your friends. They are the friends of each other. Now, of course, if a believer reads verses like these and comes to the understanding that God, the author of the Quran, is requiring the believers not to make the non-believers their friends, the Jews and the Christians, therefore that is exactly what is desired of him. The fact of the matter is that in many cases the Quranic verses have not been properly understood because their context has not been appreciated, and the understanding that emerges from the proper appreciation of the classical Arabic is also not applied. For instance, the word kafir has been used in the Quran to connote those people who have rejected the message of God arrogantly, unfairly, knowing it to be from God. And after having rejected it, they have gone on to oppose it in a manner that they wanted to completely dislodge and undermine the message of God. So when the Quran mentioned that such kafir are not to be made their friends, it was quite understandable. It was understandable that the Almighty did not want Muslims to be friendly with the people who were actively engaged in their enmity against Islam. When the Quran mentioned that the Muslims are not expected to make the Jews and the Christians their friends, it clearly was an understanding which required a certain group of Jews and Christians. The Quranic expression is Al-Yahud wa-Nasara. Both expressions, Yahud and Nasara, are preceded by an Alif Lam, which if expressed in English would mean these Jews and these Nasara, these Christians, which were a particular group of Jews and Christians who were present in those times and actively engaged in undermining Islam and the spread of the message of Islam, so that the Almighty had desired that the Muslims should not make those non-Muslims their friends who were against Islam, making fun of it, trying their best to ensure that the message of Islam is ridiculed and undermined. However, we also know from the Quran that there are verses which clarify that the Muslims are only required to make those non-Muslims the target of not being made friends who are actively engaged in making fun of the message of Islam. So that in verses 57 and 58, the Almighty says, O believers, don't make those people who make fun of your religion from amongst the people of the book and the disbelievers, don't make them your friends, and fear Allah if you really are believers. These are the people who, when you call each other towards prayers, they make fun of it. Such are the people who really have no proper knowledge. In another surah, which is the 60th surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Mumtahina, the Almighty also clarifies that Allah doesn't stop you from making friends, those people who have not fought against you and who have not thrown you out of the city where you had been living. Allah doesn't stop you from being good to them and from being fair to them. Indeed, Allah loves those who are fair. He only stops you from those people who have fought against you and who have expelled you from your houses, your homes, and your cities. He doesn't want you to be friendly with them. In other words, the Quranic requirement from the Muslims not to make the non-Muslims their friends was only applicable to those non-Muslims who were fighting against the Muslims, who were making fun of their religion, who were actively engaged in undermining their religion. Otherwise, the Almighty wants Muslims to be good to all humans and to display an example which would make them more attracted towards the message of Islam. May the Almighty enable us all to learn the right message in the right manner.